are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Wrapping things up here, want to let you guys all know that if you're in Chicago for the 2015 NFL Draft, join Matt and myself on Thursday, April 30th, as we broadcast Cleveland Browns Daily live from the Red Ivy in Chicago, home of the Chi-Town Dog Pound, located on North Clark Street from 12 to 2 p.m. Central Time. Enjoy lunch specials, raffles, Browns giveaways, and more. For more info, visit fans.clevelandbrowns.com.
Best Browns backer bar in all of Chicagoland.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
I've never been.
Come see us.
Come see us. We'll be there next Thursday from 12 to 2 Central Time, getting ready for the day one of the NFL Draft. Row through Cleveland says, with two short receivers, Knock and Gabriel, who's going to be our red zone taller threat? I think it's going to be Bo, Hartline, Hausler. Those are going to be the top targets there, and whoever we draft at wide receiver. And MT Point Guard says, looking at great value between picks 43 and 77. I could see moving up into the 55 to 65 range. And that's actually what Dan Shonka said. That's where the strength of this draft is, with a 4 and a 5 or 6 or something like that. Say pat on the first three and then move back up again, you know, to get up there earlier. Possible, yes. Depends on who they're targeting, why they're targeting it. But to me, trading up is never as good as trading down.
It definitely does. And I think those, and the reason why Dan is agreeance of that and why that's such a great question and a good idea is because everyone knows your best chance of grabbing a star, grabbing a starter, comes, you know, probably from 70, pick 75 and in front. You know, not necessarily first round, because there's many, many first round busts every single draft with guys that just do not pan out. So you've got to accumulate as much of that depth in this year's draft, whether it be pass rusher, wide receiver, or offensive line.
You want as many swings at the plate as possible.
Yes, that's the higher the better.
The higher the better, right. That's what you want.
Would you rather get those guys your 1 through 4 in your lineup in baseball, more swings at the plate, or your 5 through 9?
I would certainly want 1 through 4.
There you go.
Guys, I want to also let you know about something cool that's coming up. Come rally with the Dog Pound at the 2015 Cleveland Browns Fan Fest. Saturday, June the 6th at the Cleveland Convention Center. Meet Browns players and alumni. Enjoy interactive player exhibits. Hear from Browns coaches and front office members and more. Tickets will go on sale Thursday, April the 23rd. That's this Thursday at 11 a.m. on clevelandbrowns.com. That's Fan Fest. June 6th is when that's going to happen. Matt and I certainly will be a part of that.
Yes, we will. It'll be a blast.
Go back to the convention center where the uniforms were unveiled.
The uniform, again, I had never been to the Cleveland Convention Center.
And it's huge. So
it is huge. But I've been to many convention centers in my day for, you know, different types of events and so on and so forth. But I was impressed with it. It was awesome. I have great memories in my head because I thought that uniform reveal was a great night. And I enjoyed, you know, sitting in this chair each and every day and then, you know, seeing and meeting the Dog Pound and some of our listeners, the guys that call in, tweet the show each and every day.
I think that that is going to be a lot of fun to be out there, out and about with the Dog Pound. I had a great time at the uniform reveal, so we're looking forward to that. The draft is inching closer. The players are back. We hope to bring you a player on Cleveland Browns Daily tomorrow here live from the Dog Bowl in Berea. We want to get that going. I know we wanted to talk to Dante Whitner this week, and supposedly that will be able to happen. I'd like to get the Crow in here, too, see how he's
doing. Get the Crow.
Getting ready for year two. So, again, this is phase one of the Browns offseason workout program. Phase one here, and what that means, because people are asking how much practice time do they get. This is a primary focus on strength and conditioning. Position coaches aren't allowed in the weight room. There are no balls, no helmet. There aren't practice. They're coming back to work out here, be here sporadically, and move on before they get into the first time you're talking about practice, when we're talking about practice for the Cleveland Browns, that's when we're going to get into that, and that is going to take place at the first time for the team, the OTAs. That's when you can actually get into it, and that begins May 26th. So for the players that are veterans, the rookie minicamp's May 8th. Veteran players will not be on the field and will not be quote-unquote practicing until May 26th. So just keep that in mind. That's the time that they will actually begin practicing for your Cleveland Browns team, getting ready for 2015. The players are back, though. They're in the building. Everybody here again except for Tashaun Gibson. Now, it is interesting to note all the other restricted free agents, Craig Robertson, Johnson Batamosi, Ishmael Kitchen, they're all here. Only Gip is not here. And Gip could refuse to sign his tender, and he could skip everything all the way into training camp if he's so inclined to do that. Hopefully, though, they will find a way to get something done and make this go forward.
Absolutely. That's, I mean, the last thing that you want going into the season, especially I would prefer, personally, you know, as a fan of this football team, to get this deal done and get him signed by Friday with hopes of a long-term deal either happening in the next 4 days or coming very soon in the coming months prior to kickoff in September, simply because you don't want that elephant in the room, you know, with void at safety. That means we're going to go into the draft potentially with a void at safety, with Gip not being happy. And do you need to apply some assets from that draft at a safety position that you thought would be strong, which is why you gave Tashaun Gibson the second round tender.
All right, folks, that'll do it for us here today on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, the players are back in the building. We're looking forward to getting them on the show for you to get you talking to the players, get into their minds as they get ready for phase one of their offseason program, which is just centered around workouts and strength training. Again, not practicing at this time for the Cleveland Browns. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. They are up next here on ESPN 850 WKNR. If you missed it, be sure to download the Browns mobile app. Check out clevelandbrowns.com for the Dan Shonka interview. Some very good stuff on some top prospects and his look at how you draft and how to deal with risky players. 10-foot pole was thrown around a couple times in that interview. All right, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.